Marie Harf is the State Department's deputy spokesperson and a former CIA analyst on the Middle East. She also served on President Obama's reelection campaign. Thank you for joining me on what I know is a busy day for you.
Thank you for having me, Ari. Happy to be here.
Great. Let me start directly. Is the U.S. now at war with ISIS?
Well, look, we've been clear for months now that ISIS is an incredibly dangerous enemy, not just for Iraq, not just for the region at large, but for the United States and the rest of the world. So the president made very clear last night that they present a threat. We don't want them to be able to advance closer to Erbil because, as you said, we have a very large consulate there. We have a joint operations center there where we're sharing intelligence with the Iraqis themselves. So we took some strikes today, as you mentioned, to halt their advance and to give the Kurds really some room for this really good fighting force they have, the Peshmerga, to regroup, to rearm, and we're helping them do that, and to take the fight aggressively to ISIL because we know that's the long-term solution here.
So I noticed you didn't say we are at war. Will you say we're not at war? Are we not at war with ISIS at this point?
Well, ISIS, or ISIL, whatever one you want to use, is an incredibly dangerous terrorist organization. ISIS itself has said they're at war with all of the different sects in Iraq, whether it's Christians mm-hmm. or Yazidis, Shia, Sunni, Kurds, anyone who gets in their way. All you have to do is look at those horrific photos and videos they're putting out to see how really barbaric they are. So we have made clear, the president made clear, that we will take military action to prevent them from advancing towards Erbil. The same concept would apply also to Baghdad, of course, because we have a number of people there as well, but also took action on the humanitarian side to use U.S. military assets to get much-needed food and water. Tens of thousands of people are on top of this mountain, potentially starving to death, and where the U.S. military saw they could help, we absolutely wanted to do so.